It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
An upcoming production of Roseburg High School Theater to talk about today with instructor Troy Pennington. Troy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing good. You have got a big item on your plate. You're going to tackle Shakespeare starting next week. Tell us more about it.
Yeah. So we were trying to figure out what to do for the season this year, and the kiddos the year before went to go see a production of Macbeth down at Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. And that was all they could talk about when they came back, just how cool it was, you know, what, ooh. And then they kept asking, well, what if we did something like that? So we were looking into it, and I'm a big Shakespeare fan. I love all of his stuff and how universal a lot of his themes are today for even being written 400 years ago. So the more I thought about it, the more I thought, hey, Macbeth might actually be a really cool show to be able to try to tackle.
So it's going to begin next week. How many kids do you have in the cast?
So let's see. We've got a cast of 30. And then we've got sort of a technical team of about 6 or 7 extras. And then we've also got a bunch of kids who are volunteering to help us run concessions for sort of additional fundraising, who are ushering and all of that. So I think altogether we probably have somewhere around like 40, 45 involved.
Wow, that's a big involvement there. Now, obviously, you don't just pick up a script and do it. How long have they been practicing this?
When did we start rehearsals? Gosh, beginning of September. So we are going into kind of like our 8th week, I believe, of rehearsal, and then we open next week.
Wow. So a lot of work there. Now, talk about, especially for high school actors, the difference of tackling Shakespeare versus maybe the typical play, if there is such a thing. What are some of the things about Shakespeare that make it more intriguing and maybe more work, too?
Yeah, so like I was saying, thematically, a lot of what he wrote about, ambition, greed, sort of star-crossed lovers, betrayal, you know, all of those themes are still prevalent to today. So once you can kind of take the story and break it down to its core, you realize that it's just as modern of a story as it was 400 years ago. And then when you look at the language, you realize that it's all kind of poetry, but it's like poetry in code. So once you kind of figure out what that code is and what each of those lines means, if you were to kind of strip it down and put it into today's verbiage, you realize that everything that's on there is completely accessible and it makes sense. So we spent a lot of time looking at what we were saying in sort of the old English Elizabethan vernacular and then what that translates to today. And the adaptation of the script that I put together for the kids included both of those translations. So they could look at what it was that they were saying and what it means today.
Interesting. Yeah, of course, all of that kind of shifts over time. Now, if I remember right, you kind of began your work in theater as a student at RHS, right?
Yeah. I graduated back in 2006 and then kind of moved around and worked around quite a bit. I was in L.A. for a couple of years. I was up in Portland for like the last 12. And then this job magically showed up, and it was around the time that I was looking into kind of my next step, and it just kind of magically worked out that I ended up back down here.
What's it like to be a teacher, especially of theater, at the high school that you went to?
I now understand a lot more of what my instructor was trying to give us and the challenges that he faced. So it's been kind of an interesting full circle moment. But being back down here and being able to continue theater and drama and stuff in this town in particular, especially when you look at some of the other high schools in the area that don't have any kind of creative theater outlets because their programs at their schools don't have it, I'm very grateful and I'm very happy that it still exists down here.
And also, you're able to talk to the kids periodically, maybe about what you've done and show them that there could be a pathway forward on this if it's something they want to pursue as more than just a fun hobby.
Yeah. I mean, and there are lots of different aspects to it that we explore that work as very employable positions. There we tackle screenwriting a lot. I do have a technical theater class where we play with lights. and sound and set building and construction, and all of those things can be used in multiple ways. That and a lot of the skills that are involved in the background of theater are all like CTE, right? So you've got welding, you've got woodworking, you've got building, you've got design. So all of those things are transferable skills. So, you know, if I always tell the kiddos who are looking into doing more of the trades that those trades can also be applied to theater. So if any of the kids are in particular like really good at building and construction, you can also take that from kind of being out in the world and you can bring that into the world of theater and still be able to get paid ridiculously well to do it and travel all over the world.
Wow, amazing. So Roseburg High Theater, it begins next week. Talk about show times, cost, and all that.
Yeah. So the performance dates are the 14th, 15th, and 16th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the next 2 weeks of November. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students with ID, and 13 and under also. And then we do have a little bit of a disclaimer on this show just because of a lot of flashing lights, really loud sound effects, and some of the content being a little bit more mature because we are dealing with violence and a lot of death. That we did put a little disclaimer of anybody 12 and under should have parental suggestion or possibly a parent with them just to make sure that nobody's getting freaked out, because we do lean into a lot of the horror elements of this particular story. And then tickets are available at the door. And if there are any questions or concerns, you can always find me on the RHS website and pop me an email, and I usually respond very, very quickly.
All right, Troy Pennington, Roseburg High School Theater Department, the instructor, the director of Macbeth from Shakespeare beginning next week. Troy, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.